Daniel chapter 3 as movement, a divine rise to the early church, to Christianity, a prophet, to the old people, according and healing the pit. Coming is bound in, he then, coming at the beginning. He gave those, as we saw, importance the days of the steps in and stop the Lord's step at the end of that all the time. But that's all he'll be allowed. 2.5 years with miracles. Why on earth? Signs. Says if he's going to have, he's getting ready. Of heaven, only cast out. But he's fine till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. And in the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river which is Hiddekel, then I lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold of Uphaz. His body also was like the beryl, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like in color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore was I left alone and saw this great vision, and there remained no strength in me, for my comeliness was turned in me into corruption, and great power, no strength. Yet heard I the voice of his words, and when I heard the voice of his words, then was I in a deep sleep on my face, and my face toward the ground. And behold, a hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand sore, for unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Then said he unto me, Fear not, Daniel, or rather the day, from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand, and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. Already here. The prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. They see that Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me. Scriptures before to see him there, or it should read, and I left him there with the kings of Persia. Now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days. For yet the vision is for many days. And when he had spoken such words unto me, I set my face toward the ground of Israel, the remnant. Reading down to verse 20, the God that is not the Antichrist. When the church, we expect that he's the Antichrist. Scriptures before the seeing tonight. It's a Persia connection with the coming of Antichrist. They see that man. Scripture speaks. And of whom the and as that, we are not going to notice it to him. In his day, already here. And it was here the false manifest now. So how much more that see him as in prophet. Recognize these last. They will see him as opposed to days when the apostasy is, or rather the day in our studies that would be to him. Daniel, tonight we have reached right up here to the last panel, and I just want to say a few words on this 10th chapter. It's a very important chapter. In Palestine, because we have something revealed here as to what goes on behind the scenes in a spiritual sense that we don't get anywhere else. Now, first of all, we notice that this chapter starts off in a somewhat similar way to the 9th chapter. In the 9th chapter, Daniel is taking his place humble before God as he considers the condition of his people, and that they're not ready to go back to the land, and behind the confessing their sins. Now, this chapter starts off with Daniel. A terrific warning going to be a door in heaven. Actually tell us here what he's praying about, like the 9th chapter does. But we find Daniel, as it says, was mourning 3 full weeks. But we gather that it's really concerning the condition of his people. Daniel is really concerned about the condition of the people of Israel. And he's wondering what God is coming. That's why, do you know, what their future's going to be. he's read, no doubt, some of the prophecies. Isaiah speaks of the glorious future, the reign of Christ. And as Daniel sees the people of Israel in that miserable condition in which they are, and as he realizes, as the Lord already told him in the previous chapter, that they were going to be restored, he just is, no doubt, wondering in his mind about all the details that will be filled in these times to come. So the Lord really gives Daniel, especially in the 11th chapter, a wonderful prophecy of the future. In fact, we have in this 11th chapter, as we saw when we were studying the 8th chapter, we saw in the 11th chapter, referring to the 11th chapter there, it links in with the 8th chapter as giving us the details of what took place between Malachi church to a prophet. 100 silent years during the time of people, of course, coming pit. He is bound in coming then. At the beginning, as we saw, he gave those exercises of importance today that the Lord steps in and stops. At the end of that, but that's all the time. 2.5 years he'll be allowed with miracles. And why on earth? He's getting ready. Says if he's going to be ready, first he's getting ready. Getting ready. Going to have of heaven. But he's finally cast out. 4 weeks were fulfilled. Three whole fulfilled. 24 a special messenger. And we get the account of it. Says he lifted up his eyes in verse 5. As he was by the river Hiddekel, that's what's now the Tigris, and he sees this certain man clothed in linen, fine gold of heavenly visitor. This is a special angelic being that is sent to give Daniel this prophecy. And the people that are with Daniel, they don't hear the voice. Reminds us somewhat of Tarsus was converted. It says they heard the voice and saw no man. And it says of these people that were with Daniel in verse 7, I, Daniel, alone saw the vision. The men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them so that they fled to hide themselves. Their comeliness was a corruption. They all fled. And Daniel is there left alone. And a great fear comes on Daniel. They're in the presence of a heavenly being. They're in the presence of a special messenger sent from God. And it says of Daniel there that his comeliness was turned into corruption. He really realized, no doubt, what a poor thing it was for a human being. Saw and stand to thee a my evil nature that even we Christians have, and that Daniel had, even though he was a child of God, to be in the presence of a being that's sent directly from the Lord. But then the messenger speaks comforting words to him and tells him that he's greatly beloved. We see that in verse 11. We saw it back in the previous chapter in verse 23. Angel Gabriel said to him there, thou art greatly beloved. And this messenger, whose name isn't given, he says to Daniel in verse 11, he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee. And then later on in the same chapter, down in verse 19, we find again, he says, this one that comes to Daniel, he says, O man greatly beloved, fear not, but God the Antichrist, strong. We expect, spoken unto me, I was strengthened and said, let my neck to see the connection with the Persia. They see that man, the coming of Antichrist, of whom the scripture speaks. And as that is noted, we are not going in his day to him. And already here, the false prophet. It was here, so manifest now. That how much more men in see him as recognized prophet. They will see him as these last. As opposed to apostasy is always when the apostle, in our study, or rather the devil would be the wish. Daniel to him, I've been hindered from coming for 3 weeks. Now this is, I believe, a very, very important thing to understand. Why was this messenger hindered from coming with the answer to Daniel? Who hindered him for 3 weeks? He tells us. He says, verse 13, the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me. That we don't get it all sense. Now, we notice that one of the chief princes came to help me, and I remained all the way to the night with the kings of Persia. Is take Daniel, he says, verse 20, "Knowest thou wherefore I come unto thee? Now I will return to fight with the prince of Persia, and when I am gone forth, lo, the prince of Grecia shall come." So this lets us see that there are princes in the heavenly sphere where Satan is, that are under Satan's control. I believe these princes referred to here are diabolic principalities. These are the principalities and powers that are referred to in the sixth of Ephesians, where it says, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the wicked spirits in the heavenly places." Satan has a host of evil spirits, and apparently his condition as he realized, was already told of it. This chapter that they had him in the previous stored, they were going to be received. He just imported out one is no end about ordering in his mind that would be filled. That every nation has assigned to the Lord a certain evil spirit in the 11th chapter, a certain very powerful evil spirit whose work is to seek to influence all the descendants of the nation to do Satan's will, referring to the 11th chapter there, that the special evil spirit that is points the detail to be the evil, to be the prince of the prophet. Church to what he is, as there was in those days, there was a spirit. He'd be the prince of Persia. He's bound in it. Then, as we saw at the beginning, the empire has fallen, so there's no need for that anymore. The Persian Empire comes at the end of that. Find this is the prince, because there's still he'll be allowed an empire who is out ready for everything that's of God. And he says down there in verse 20, when 4 weeks were full, the Persia's gone, it says, "When I am gone, 20th fulfilled, shall come." Because he knew count of it. The Medo-Persian kingdom was just about to fall, and the Grecian Empire was coming, and he sees this, and clothed in linen. Certain man, fine gold of Greece, of course, was a nation, and no doubt had a special spirit, is a special to it. And Satan seeks to govern the nations of the world. That's why Christians are told to pray for the powers that be, that they might be led to do the things according to God. And I believe here we get the great importance of prayer, that by prayer we strengthen, as it were, the powers of the principality, of the good principalities, because they're not only principalities and powers under the control of Satan. There are principalities and powers under the control of the Lord. And Michael, the archangel, seems to be the one who is over the... And they're left alone. The angel, great fear, are there to serve the purposes of God in the present. And we strengthen their hands, I believe, when we pray. In fact, there have been some sent from God messengers. And it says, case there, that of Daniel, when I his comely trip in when I was in Windsor, no doubt what a... No thing it was of those that were concerned that one night back in this country or up in Canada, I think it was, that there were they had a prayer. Even though Daniel had of God, and in the present particular prayer meeting, owns of a being of a directly had laid on their hearts to specially pray for them. But then, and this missionary, he was back in giving a talk in this country about his experience. And he told them about this particular night when they were in this, they were in great danger. They were encamped in a certain place where the communist, the China. This isn't given whose name before they took up. He said China when the missionary still had access there. He said unto me, "Oh, and, a man in the." Come to thee. Words that I speak. Well, he says, and then down in verse 8, right now it concerns what you're saying. He says, "What was the date that that particular thing took place?" He says, "Oh, remember the date." I says, "I thought so." You're not. I mean, the Antichrist. Pray for you. We expect strong. I was strengthened. Spoken unto me. He prayed for you that night. Well, when the missionary went back to China, he went back to that very place, and he is noted to get in touch with the leader of this communist band that was going to attack them that night. And he was telling him about it. He says, you thought you were very brave sleeping up on that hill there that particular night. We would have killed you, but there were seven giants with drawn swords standing around you, and that's why we didn't dare go near. So you see, for each prayer warrior at home, the Lord sent an angel to protect the missionary. And an important thing to all fits in here with this, because this lets us see how that the Lord has his angelic beings, even his servants, he says, he tells us. Verse 1, the prince of the seals of Persia with the kingdom panic, principalities seeking to influence the destinies of nations. To help me came, and I remained, but also there are Persia servants, and they're there to see this carried out. And God's will was carried out, will return to full, got his answer. Satan, no doubt, would have done anything to stop that Daniel from receiving these communications from the Lord. But the Lord saw to it that Michael was able to treat so that this messenger could come forth to give Daniel the answer to his prayer. I believe I know what's going on behind and in prayer, and we pray for the Lord's people, principality, diabolic, these are the princes. In that way, we are in fellowship with Ephesians. Wrestle not against, it says we are in flesh and blood. Servants, the angelic being, but spirits serve his interests. Now, I want to go on and just briefly touch on, has our Satan spirits, a host of evil, and apparently, and as he realized the condition, he gives us the history of the rest of the Persian Empire and of the Greek out one important and that would be filled. Beginning of the Roman Empire, when it brings in this about the king of the north and the king of the south, of course that was what took place under the Greek Empire. And when Antiochus Epiphanes, that very wicked man, persecuted the Jews and desecrated the holy place and offered up a sow on the altar, referring to the 11th of the broth of it, he sprinkled it all around the Holy of Holies, so that the Jews had to completely cleanse the temple when they finally got the victory over this man. He was killed, by the way, in church in those days, as there was, the priest that come in, but from the time the sanctuary was desecrated, he's bound in, as we saw then, exactly 2,300 days. And they had a feast of dedication that the Lord refers to in John's Gospel. The feast of dedication was the empire, he'll be allowed, who is kept in commemoration of the cleansing of the temple at that time. And of course that is a little type down there in the 4 weeks of the king of the north, the Persia's gone 20th enemy in the latter days. Now we spoke of him the night that we referred to the 8th and 11th chapters. So tonight, Paul, I want to just refer briefly to another person that's mentioned, and that's what we have in verse 36. Down to verse 30 is a special Satan seat and history. It wasn't history with the world. Daniel, all of this was prophecy when it was given to Daniel. It was all future. Things according to verse 35 has all been fulfilled. Verse 35 was all fulfilled, infamous it was, with this portion that we have, the principle of the good principle, of the, because they're not allies. And what we have in verse 36 is referring to what will take place after the rapture. Archangel takes us away, and things begin, the is over for the nation of Israel. And it's going to be in the land of Palestine, in the present purposes of God. Here in verse 36, believe when we... And the king sent from God, according to his will, messengers, he shall exalt himself and magnify Daniel himself above every god, and shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods, and shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished. Back, for that that is in this country shall be done. And there were to speak about that this king in the present, and the king of the north will come of a being, and the king of the south on their hearts had laid on, we pray for this a special, and but then and this mission Henry and give. Now who is this king that's referred to in verse about and he told them, we see the king here who shall do according to his will. We sometimes refer to him as, because of it says he'll do according to his will, the willful king. He, this head of the Jewish state, perhaps the president. I just like to say in the prophecy, when it speaks of kingdom, come to thee. Kings, it doesn't necessarily down in verse that they're kings in the sense that we speak of a king today. He says, oh, it's a government and the head of the government. For instance, in scripture language, the United States would be a kingdom and President Kennedy would be the king. There's the government and the head of the government. That's the language that's used. But of course, when the Bible was translated, that's all there was with regard to countries and governments, that every country had its king. So the head of a nation was looked at as the king, and that's the sense in which the word is used in scripture. So there will be a king in Palestine. Or rather, there will be a head of the government of Israel at that time, and he will be reckoned, so you see, apostate Jews as the Messiah. But he's really not Christ at all. He is Antichrist. And so this king here will be the head of the Jewish state in Palestine. Now let's turn back to a few more scriptures. He tells us in Revelation 13, to see all panic of the kingdom as the seeking realities, the destinies of influence, to help me in scriptures that refer to this man, so that we, but all, see who he is. Servants. Persia. They're there to see when this carried out. God's will was, and God will return to us when we were speaking about the little horn. You remember when this little horn that came up in chapter, would have stopped that to from Daniel, that little horn, the beast out from the Lord. But now over in verse 11 of Michael, then it says, and I beheld another beast, so that this ate more, that could come the answer to his, give Daniel, I believe, and he spake as a dragon. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, or in his presence, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first. These are the prince, diabolic prince. Then, in that way, we're in fellowship, we are wrestle not against Ephesians. Here it says, by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth, I want to go image to the beast, which had the wound by the sword and did live. And he had power to give life to the image of the beast, or breath, and so on. Now, this beast out of the earth is the same as the king, the willful king there in Daniel 11. He is the Antichrist that the Lord Jesus, or rather the Apostle John refers to. He says that that Antichrist will come. This is Antichrist. Now some people, wicked man, many prophetic teachers, and in fact most of them outside of brethren, teach that the head of the Roman Empire is Antichrist. You get some books written by some of these, especially Bible Institute people, that are perhaps very good in much that they say. But they nearly always mix up these two beasts. And they call the first beast Antichrist. The first beast isn't Antichrist. He, but from the century was desecrated, as we saw, apostate Gentile, exactly 2000. The second beast, who is the Feast of Dedication in Jerusalem, the head of the Jewish state, he is Antichrist. The Feast of Empire, a Jew. To be Antichrist, the person has to be a Jew who's apostatized, though, but the Jewish people would not recognize all weeks were down there in verse as their 4 and 20th. The Persia's God, even though he's a false Messiah, of the government at that of Israel, the time, the apostate will be reckoned. I want to get all as the Messiah, but he's reason that's mentioned to another person at all. What we have in the Christ. And so this king here, the head is a special state in Palestine. The head, back to a few, it was more scriptures, back to a few. All was given to Daniel. It was all few to verse 30, things according to all being fulfilled. 5 has all second beast. I just want to turn to the different, I just want to refer to this man so that we will, of the first birth of this. We have in verse 30, the first birth, we looked at this, the sick is, we looked at this, king about the little horn, your archangel, sure, and up in chapter, the first beast of Revelation 13 is that of Revelation, that little horn, the beast out of, going to be in the present Palestine, a man of Revelation 13, I beheld another beast, up out of the earth had two horns, and he shall exalt like a land of dragon, and up above everything. He's before him of the first beast things against speak marvel gods against the god of prosper, whose dead worship the first beast back, whose dead wonder so. So that he makes fire, and he doth great earth in the sight. Fire come down of men, earth in the sight, leaveth them that and deceiveth, dwell upon the earth by the means of those miracles, had power to do which he had, saying to in the sight of them that dwell, saying they should make an ill on the earth, which had a sword and did have the wound by live. And he had power, beast, or breath, and so on, to the image of the, and so on. Now, beast out of this, be earth, king, the willful, same as the king, who shall do his will, do according, he is the Antichrist, do according to his, because of it says, he, willful king refers to, he know that, and he says, the Christ, Jewish state. Now, some, this is Antichrist, many prophetic people, many prophetic. And in fact, down in verse, it doesn't necessarily teach, brethren, in the sense that there is Antichrist, that we, Roman Empire, by some of these, are governed by some books written, perhaps very, friendly, good in, perhaps very, they say, much that they always mix up, but they nearly, and they call these two beasts, the first beast, and they call the first beast an empire, be the head of the revived Roman Christ, he lost a Gentile. The second regard, who is the willful king and beast, it's king, so of the Jewish, the head, he is, and that's the same Antichrist, and he was a Jew. So, to be Antichrist, the person, or rather, the Jew apostatized though, but of Israel, as the, would not recognize a Gentile people, and he as their Messiah, as the Messiah of the government, even though he, at that is a false Messiah, time, of Israel, time, the Christ, will be reckoned, the apostate Jews will be reckoned, but he's reached as the Messiah, but he's reached at all, really not Christ, the Christ. And so this king here, then, so this king, the head, fine. Now let's more scriptures, back to a few, fine. Now let's, in reference, scriptures that we, but all, and so that we, see, servants, have him mentioned second beast, is carried out, and there God's will was, will return to, and looking about the little, when we were speaking, remember when this little, see, of chapter 3, the first verse, we looked at this when we were speaking, but now over in from the Lord, your little horn, then it says on Michael, up in chapter 7, to Revelation, that little horn, the beast out of the sea, the beast out of the exercise, and of the first beast, another beast, or in his presence, before him, another beast, up out of the earth, he had two horns like a lamb therein to, and he, and he spake as, and the diabolic priest, in that way, before him of the first beast, wrestle not against the earth, and cause of whose dead it says weary wound was healed. Worship the first which he had wound was healed. Wonder so. And he doth great fire come down the earth in the sight, earth in the sight, earth in the sight of men. Dwell upon the earth by the means of power to do those mirror beast or breath. Same on. Now view in the sight of saints which they should make an king which and he had power to live. 11. And so on. Now beast out of this being earth, same as the king, the willful 11. The willful will come. He is of Jesus readers. Any prophetic of Jesus readers that the Lord teaches, or rather they know that, and he says that teach. Now some will come, Antichrist. This is some people by some of these, some books written, and in fact, most of them outside of brethren, be good in the head of the Roman Empire is Antichrist. Roman Empire, you get by some of these, some books written by the Institute, perhaps very, that from the we saw much of them, but they nearly, and they call these two beasts, Feast of Dead, an empire in Jerusalem, state, the set empire. He is an empire, the sect who is the Jew. Christ, the person has to be anti-Christ, who's supposed to be a Jew, though, but apostatized Jewish people, state, a Jew. And he was to be anti-Christ, be an apostate, 4 and 20th as their, even though he's a Persian god, of the government, as the who's a Gentile, would not recognize, only he who now, I want to get, will let, as the Messiah. And we know some that's mentioned, let is the old English word, means that the what we have in now hindereth will hinder. And here, taken out of the way. and then shall that wicked be revealed. For scripture, God shall consume of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even the verse 13 is after the all been fulfilled. Power and signs and lying wonders. Turn to the difference. Refer to this righteousness in man so that we receive not the that they might be saved. And for this cause, they send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Now here it says, he's called here that wicked. That means that wicked one. And the word wicked really means lawless here. He is the lawless one, or the wicked one. The one who takes the definite stand against God, against the Lord, and is the Antichrist. I believe that the man of sin in verse 3 is the head of the Roman Empire, and that wicked one in verse 8 is the Antichrist in Rome. So here we get these two men prosper, and the one worship the first, the one that is called that wicked or lawless one, signs and wonders are in the earth in the sight with him, as we have them in Revelation 13. By the means of verse, had power to turn back to Zechariah, and I think to them that dwell rounds out that they should make an emphasis to him. Well, there is a verse in John where it says he'll come in his own name, that's, and so on too. But in to the image of the power, he is called there, this be shepherd. That is in Zechariah 11. He is the anti-Zechariah. Do according to his chapter. Powerful king. He says, end of the chapter, Antichrist, the Lord says there, woe to, this is, now some, any prophetic leaveth the flock. Some people, the Darby reads there, woe to the worthless shepherd, in the sense the brethren, there is Antichrist. The sword shall be upon his, that we, and upon his right eye, some books written, arm shall be clean dried up, and be good in money shall be utterly, they say. Now, they always mix up, and I think this is, and they call it too, the first bit. There will be a judgment of God will come upon this Antichrist by the fulfillment of this. He's called the worthless shepherd. He pretends to be the shepherd of the flock. He pretends to be the Christ who is shepherding God's people Israel. But the prophet here says, woe to him. He's a worthless shepherd. And instead of feeding the flock, it says he leaveth the flock. And God's judgment is going to fall upon him by them seeing that his arm shall be dried up, and his right eye shall be darkened. That'll be a sign to them, no doubt, that he's the one that the prophet speaks of. And then his end is that he's to be cast into the lake of fire. You remember here, God said, I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. Back to a few, other shall come in his own name, and him ye will receive. And that's this man, so that we... So you see, he's the second beast. Have him mentioned for references in Scripture. He's... And there will return the willful king, king about the little... And remember this little righteousness in... Them that perish, because they were saved, that they might be... God shall send, for this cause should believe a lie. Illusion that they send them strongly... That means here, that wicked, he's called up in chapter. That mid one. One is lawless. He lawless one. He is the lawyer. He is the sea. The wicked one. One who takes the wicked one. The first. One who takes against God. Standing God and is Christ. The anti comes like a lamb. Three. In verse. And wicked one in verse. And that wicked is before him. Wicked one in verse. Antichrist. It doesn't give us the end of the Antichrist. We've got to look elsewhere to see their judgment. And we find it in the book of Revelation. But, of course, Daniel does say about the king of the north that comes down from the north, it says, he shall come to his end and none shall by the means of... But even there you get the same tales when we come into... They should make any prophecies. But it's really wonderful to see how these prophecies dovetail together and so on. The various references in the various... East out of the... Together, you see how that you get a complete picture of how these, the willful, different personages, Jesus reveals that time that the Lord Jesus reveals be. He says, know that and will be the attitude of the God teach Antichrist. Some people, this is, they will refuse him. They'll recognize that he is not the man outside of, they'll recognize the Roman Empire, the head of the Roman, they'll have these very Roman Empire that we're reading tonight. And as there's some books written, perhaps maybe this is the man as we saw Scripture speaks. We are not going. And they called to him. They will not recognize the Antichrist. They will see him as the false prophet. They will not recognize the beast. They will see him as opposed to all that is of God. Some of them will pay with their lives. Israel, shepherding Israel, when they go to him, starts as we saw the shepherd. He's a word instead of feet. And this is the man who's leading the flock. Only he is going to try and force the people in Palestine and to worship the image of the rope that is by them. What we have in is will hinder. By some means I shall be done. He will make this image talk. And then be revealing the one that the prophet healed. The one that the prophet. And then his end with this image will actually talk and give fire. You remember, I am coming is after the Lord's name, and ye in my Father not. He received me not. In his own name receive. And so that we're the same person. And that's this. So you see, he's the same person in Scripture. Different references by many different. He's among you by miracles of here that which. He means that wicked by wicked hands of crucified and slain. It's lawless here to recognize the Lord Jesus as the true Messiah, the wonders and signs. It's the definite that against God, that he was of God, that only one earth, the anti those miracles and signs. Three, Antichrist is going to use satanic miracles and signs to try and prove that he's of God when he's of Satan. And prosper. I believe that's why, one of the reasons why we have to beware of so-called miracles and signs in this. We have them in days of the church, in Revelation. The world is getting ready. The religious world had power to ready for satanic miracles and to them that dwell. God that they should make an miracles, out with miracles and signs, in connection with his own teaching of the gospel and so on in days of the dispensation. He gave that at the beginning. There he is called the shepherd, that he was the Messiah, coming and healing the people. Of course, he is to the Old Testament prophecies. Do according to his, he gave sinful king church to he says, as the Christ movement, the Jews need. The Lord said they wouldn't believe that this thing was of God after having been taught that Judaism was right for all time. The end is going to, and what they're to convince shepherd. This really was will be the answer. That these healingly remnant of Israel, some books written to this man, clean dried up, and that this was of God, that this was a work of the Holy Spirit. But God doesn't give those signs. He is not the man when the church, the Antichrist, says that he's the judgment of God by the fullness Antichrist, connection with the coming of Antichrist. They see that man, and as man of whom the Spirit, he of the flocks, which to him, Christ is already here. It was here in his day, and but the manifest now. So prophet he has see him as prophet. That's the shepherd. Leading the flock instead of he leaveth the flock. They will see him as and days when the apostasy is over. Some of them will pay that there would be the seeing is to him. The arm shall be dropped, especially the shepherd. Saw his right arm and leading the flock. And leading the flock horse the pig is going to Antichrist is in palace. And the Lord needs to be casting this. Said intelligent spiritually as to what our pathway is, and seek to walk faithful to our Lord Jesus, and discern ye will never is that, and that's this of Satan. We have that these two great powers, different references, having mentioned this 10th chapter, really gives a little insight into the great warfare, spiritual warfare, that's going on behind the scenes. And in the could believe a lot. Chapter of Revelation, we are told there that there's finally going to be a terrific war in heaven. That is not heaven as the abode. It is the Lord, the seat, the center, as it were, with the abode of God. But the heavenly places where Satan has access, as we see in the Antichrist. There's going to be a war there. And in verse 3, angels are going to fight against the devil and his angels. And the devil's going to Antichrist in kid one in verse. And that's what begins the end of this. We've got to look out Christ. Do you know? Swear for knowing that his time is short. Why we have in the book of Revelation called miracle. He's been doing say about all these years as it is. But he's fine. North it says he's of heaven getting ready. But he's ready for he's getting ready. He's getting ready. So he's going to have signs. Why on earth? With miracles, 1.5 years he'll be allowed, but that's all the time. At the end of that, the Lord steps in and stops him. Days of importance, the days, as we saw. He gave those. How that the coming then, he is bound in coming pit and healing the people according to the Old Testament prophet. That the Lord gave Christianity, church to rise to the early a divine movement as of the God movement. They wouldn't believe. And may we see, having been taught that Judaism after was of God, I see the things that are taking place around us.